You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, and even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the most important show on radio because I am looking out for you, and thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and I believe I'll be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head and your bank account. But before we get to that, a real quick reminder of the goals of the show. To build a housing market by teaching you the opportunities of this marketplace.
More money.
To protect you, the big banks, the media, the salesmen. This is a place where you can get the information you need to make educated decisions.
I got a bad feeling about this.
To enhance your lifestyle, we'll let the rest of the media sell negativity. We're in here to have fun and celebrate life.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Again, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I'm it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Don't forget the topics we talk about on air and the guests that come on the show. We put their profiles on our Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio. Go to that page, like it, and join in our conversations. Today's Ron's Rant topics. Just a couple of them for you. Nothing more than at least 15 or 30. We've got about 4 or 5 hours worth of stuff here for you. The NHL lockout is all but over. Hockey is back. Did you notice it was missing? I didn't. Hard to believe that it was really gone until we get to the time of year when nobody wants to shave and they call that, I don't know, the 17-month playoff system for hockey. Just amazing how long that hockey can go in playoffs. Don't understand it. New push in the NC2A. Did you catch that one? Now, here's one that I've been ranting about for years. I actually call it a little bit of extortion in a public forum. So the NC2A is thinking about starting to pay student athletes a stipend. Isn't that special of them? They're thinking about sharing. They took I've told you many times I'm a USC fan. It took the NC2A and all their brilliance 5 years to figure out something that they expected the staff at UCLA to figure out on the spot when it came to Reggie Bush. But they go in and you get these young people in all sports. Many of them are working their tails off to try and get ahead. Many of them are from lower income areas. And they bring them into these big colleges, put them in front of huge money, put a huge dish of candy in front of them, and they say, don't touch.
This is ridiculous.
Really? Really? You're going to stick that much money in front of these kids who are coming in from, many of them, again, not all of them, many of them from underprivileged areas, give them a big-time scholarship to an SEC school or USC, UCLA. Yikes. I actually mentioned UCLA on the air. I can't believe that. And they tell them that you can't touch any of the money. They got the boosters. They've got unscrupulous boosters and agents throwing money at them. And you say you can't touch. Now, the student athlete's demands. They got to go to school, to classwork. Got to do homework. College isn't just a big party. Many of us thought it was when we were there. They have practice. They travel to away games. Really can't have a part-time job if they're with that kind of a schedule and that kind of demand on them. And then they say you can't have any money. The flip side is they say, we're paying for a four-year education. Now $200,000, $300,000 for the education. Do you have any idea how much money the BCS championship game generated Monday night? One night, Monday night. They haven't figured counting up all that money yet, but the estimate is that the schools will split between $44 and $48 million. Over the last 7 years, the budgets of one of the conference schools was $80.4 million on average. And that was doubled from what it was 8 years ago. $80.4 million. Yet the kids get how much cash, how much money do they get to go with their friends to In-N-Out? Zero. How much do they get for clothing, for a car, to go to the movies? And if they take any of that money, if a booster wants to take them to dinner, then it's an SEC violation or an NC2A violation. Hard to believe that, isn't it? I mean, this date in history, let's move along. Think about this one. In 1927, Charlie Chaplin's assets were frozen. In 1927, almost 100 years ago, he had $16 million in assets frozen because his second wife, Lita Gray Chaplin, sued him for divorce. She was 16 years old at the time. They were married for 3 years, and she got a $1 million settlement. In 1927, this date, his assets were frozen. Can you believe a $1 million settlement way back then? Hard to believe. That's amazing. Can you imagine? Even Charlie Chaplin, who was a beggar at one point, after his father died when he was very young, accumulating $16 million in assets. That was when he was 35 years old. What would $16 million be in today's dollars? Amazing. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, $47,000 inauguration deal, and guess what you don't get with it? Later, the college tuition bubble may be bursting, and Wells Fargo profits 24% up for the quarter? Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio, where we provide details on our seminar appearances and the open houses we'll be visiting. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you using retirement money to pay bills? If you are, you're burning your future. You can eliminate debt and save your retirement through bankruptcy. John Greifendorf, founder of Greifendorf Law Offices, can help you. Call today, 1-800-714-823-2010. That's 1-714-823-2010. Or find us on the web at Bankola. That's Bankola.com. We are a debt relief agency helping people file under bankruptcy code.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Ron Siegel has been helping Southern Californians navigate the complexities of real estate finance issues for a long time and has experienced all the cycles, including the downturns in the late 80s, early 90s, 2000s, and the recent mortgage meltdowns. During that time, one thing has always remained true. Family finances deserve the aid of a professional, not a call center phone operator. The bottom line is you can't afford to put your family's finances in the hands of some call center phone operator. You deserve professional advice. Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 3.5% interest? This means with $10,500 down, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal interest payment of less than $1,250 a month. What are you paying in rent? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and many other financing products, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day at or any time. Tongue-twisted morning. Guess I haven't had enough cups of coffee yet. Call me anytime. We're delivering the message every day here on Financial News and Talk, or anytime at 800-306-1990. Again, 800-306-1990. Did you catch this one? There's a deal if you've got a couple of bucks left over. We were talking earlier about Charlie Chaplin and how much money he's made, or he made, how much money was in his divorce settlement. And obviously we bring divorce attorneys on. Maybe I'll save that article and chat with one of them next time they're in studio with us. But if you're thinking about going to Washington, D.C. for the president's inauguration, here's a deal for you. I just caught this one. $47,000 deal. Okay, you ready for this? The Madison Hotel will provide one for you as part of its inaugural town and country package. Okay? You get four-night stay for two in one of Madison's presidential suites, a private Lincoln Town car and driver, a private tour of Washington, D.C. with 22 of your closest friends. I don't know if all 22 of them have to spend $47,000. I'm not sure of that. A $5,000 shopping experience at Brooks Brothers, a night at the Lansdowne Resort with a couple's massage, and, of course, that dedicated social media butler. Okay, you heard me tell you what you get. Did you hear the item that seems to be missing? You don't get a ticket for the inauguration.
This is ridiculous.
$47,000 and you don't even get in. I don't know about that. I guess you have to have a lot of money to spend if you're going to do things like that one. Here's some news for you. The college tuition bubble may be bursting. What a shame. The expected rise in tuition for this coming year is going to be just 2.6 to 2.7%. Down sharply from the past 5 years when tuition increases averaged 6.7%. Was there a recession going on then? I don't get it. How 6.7% it was going up every year? One-third of universities expects tuition revenue to either decline or grow at a rate below inflation in fiscal 2013, according to Moody's annual tuition survey. Before the recession, roughly 1 in 10 universities expected such declines. I guess being a college was a very, very good business. So let's chat. We'll talk a little bit here about Wells Fargo. So think about this one. In the fourth quarter, Wells Fargo profit jumped 24%. And guess what was the driving factor, according to the New York Times? Mortgages. Have we been telling you that? On Friday, they reported $5.1 billion in profit for the fourth quarter. $5.1 billion. I can't believe 5.1 for a quarter. And here's why. It's because people have not been doing what we've been evangelizing right here on Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Have we been telling you that you need to take advantage of the incredible rates in the mortgage world? And I'm going to share with you, we were talking a little bit earlier this week about the FHA Streamline Mortgage. If you received or if you got an FHA mortgage in 2007, 2008, 2009, 10, 11, 12, and you have not had a mortgage checkup, if you don't have a total cost analysis in front of you, think about what you might be doing to your family just by negligence. So here's the FHA Streamline program, what qualifies for it. And I don't want you to be an expert in it. What I want you to do is know enough to make a phone call to your mortgage professional or your consumer advocate, 800-306-1990, shameless plug. If you've made at least 6 payments on a prior FHA mortgage, you've met qualification number 1. If you have no late payments in the last 3 months and not more than 1 late payment in the last 12 months, that's 2 more of the qualifications down. You gotta have a job. That's kind of amazing. You have to have a job to get a mortgage. And we need to make at least a 5% tangible benefit to you. So let's think about John's mortgage. And he took out his mortgage in 2009. He has a $380,000 mortgage is where his balance is today. And it's at 4.5%. His payment is $2,814. He qualified for a 3.5% interest rate, 5.438 APR, and his new payment will be $4,486. I'm sorry, that's wrong. His new payment is $2,642. He saves $172 per month. That $4,486, after fees, that's what he's going to save in the first 5 years. He will save $30,000 in the first 15 years of this new program. $30,000 in savings. Now, John did bring up to me a challenge with this. He was really concerned about the fact that he's already been making payments on this for a year and a half. And if he starts over, he's going to be making payments for another 30 years. But saving $172 a month. So let's think about that. What if he says, okay, I will do this Streamline Mortgage and not pay my current lender all that money that goes into that $5.1 billion in profit for a quarter. What does that do for John? Keep the payment the same. Keep it at the same $2,814. Take advantage of the lower interest rate. He's going to pay off his loan in 25 years and 8 months instead of 28 and a half years. So he saves that way also if he's disciplined enough to just to keep the same payment. How do you make that same payment? How do you make it disciplined so you don't have to even think about it? Because a lot of people do what I say is the wrong thing in mortgages. They set it and forget it. That is probably one of the worst things that you can do. Just like any other financial instrument in your house, you need to get a mortgage checkup at least once a year. Get a total cost analysis. Call me or somebody else who will provide one for you. It is free. Absolutely no cost. So John's going to save all the, and what's the streamline? He's going to save that $4,486 in the first 5 years. If he continues to make the extra payments, $5,426, how do you do it on the set it and forget it program? You go into your bank account where you've set this up on an automatic payment system. So the day after you get paid, if you have direct deposit, and before the 15th of the month when the payment is past due, obviously your mortgage payment is always due on the first of the month. No matter what they say, it's due the first. It's late after the 15th. It's not due on the 15th. It's late after the 15th. It's actually late on the 2nd also because it's due on the 1st. But just change the address of where you've been making that payment for the last year and a half. Keep the payment the same. Change the address. Change the account number. Let it keep going right out of your automatic payments. And watch what happens when you make an extra $172 per month. You're going to save an extra $10,000 over that first 15 years. So instead of saving $30,000 over 15 years, you're going to save $40,000 over 15 years. Think about that. What is that going to do for your family? What is $172 a month, if you wanted to go that route, do for your family? Might get you a new car, new vacation, prom dress for your kids. A lot of things you can do. Do you really want to be – do you think bank – that we were talking about Wells Fargo. Do you think Wells Fargo needs your $172? I think they're doing just fine, thank you. Are you? 2013 may be the year employees say, I quit. Think about that one. Are you upset at your job? Are you happy with what you do every day? Do you enjoy going to work every morning? Let's think about that one. We're going to talk about that more when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Again, 2013, are you going to be one of those people that says, I quit? Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio, where we provide details on our seminar appearances and the open houses we'll be visiting. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Did you know 100% of all credit reports contain errors and mistakes? And these mistakes could be costing you hundreds, if not thousands, each and every year. Can you afford to throw away your hard-earned money? If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and your family to call Rondi. Rondi is an FICO certified credit professional that's helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com. When you reach out to Rondi, he's going to help you. Remember, the call is free and it's easy to have good credit. You're going to love what Ronnie can do for you and your family. Call him today at 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678.
Are you over 62 years old and tired of making mortgage payments? The government has set up special programs for our seniors to be able to purchase or refinance a home and make no payments. Yes, there are specific requirements, but that's what Ron Siegel, your consumer advocate, will share with you on an individual basis. This is not the same program that years ago took your property away from you. You retain the title just like in any other home financing product, and when the time comes, this will be part of your estate, just like all your other assets. To learn more about this and other exciting products, contact the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
Mark Renaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. In the spirit of the holiday season, we want to offer you a 24-hour test drive absolutely free. Go to ConnellNissan.com for details. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years, and most recently was the number one NV commercial van dealer in the USA for October. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day or any time at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. And we were talking about the idea of 2013, maybe the year employees say, I quit. Interesting survey numbers coming out right now, and I wonder what this is all about. So here's the survey information. One in three employees say they plan to look for a new job this year, and nearly one in five, 18%, say they'll be looking for in the next 3 months, according to a new survey by Harris Interactive. Now, I've heard of a lot of things about New Year's resolutions. I don't know about you. Do you ever make a New Year's resolution? They usually last about 2 weeks, so we've got about one more week left in New Year's resolutions. 38% said this year they plan to get a new job. That's kind of an interesting number. People are finally starting to realize now that they believe the economy is getting better. And I don't know. I'm not in the camp of believing the economy is really getting that much better. I think we'll wait and see what some of the earnings reports come out saying. I know with 7.8% phony unemployment, and the 14.4 real unemployment, which you can find by yourself going to Google and looking up U6, it'll tell you what the real unemployment numbers are. How can the economy be getting that much better? People are still hurting. We're still hearing about properties having problems as far as people making their mortgage payments. The valuations still, there's still some questions that people have about valuations. Some of the people that don't listen to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, whose houses are not worth the amount they owe, have not called to see about taking advantage of the interest rates. They still think that they can't get a new loan because they owe more than the house is worth. That's ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
I just said that. There are programs out there. The government has been involved in creating some of these different programs. I don't know why people haven't taken advantage of them. They won't make a phone call. They keep their head in the sand. That's one of the areas. I mean, I guess being a little bit full disclosure, being that I do lead a lending team, I kind of like it when the – with that. That's one of the executive orders that I thought was beneficial for people. I am not a big fan of the president using executive orders. And I know the argument for it. Every president back to Roosevelt has done it. Does that mean it's right? We're getting ready to hear the latest of the executive orders. Vice President Biden said that President Obama is prepared to take executive action on gun control. To me, that's one of the worst places to use the executive order. You say, why is that, Ron? Because just like the president was elected, so were all of the members of the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. The reason we have that separation of power is for the benefit of, that's to get the voices of the American people heard in a wider range. The founders didn't like having a king. Executive order is the king speaking. So as a personal preference, I think that if we do start getting too many executive orders, I would like to see the Congress urge the United States Supreme Court to act quicker on determining whether they are right or wrong. And it doesn't matter to me. We talked about this yesterday. It doesn't matter to me whether it's a Democrat in the White House or a Republican, because the effects that we talk about, the things that are done, we have to realize every time we ask a Democrat in the White House to do something by executive order, we should be saying that same issue is okay for a Republican in the White House to make a similar executive order. Is that what we want? And I say no on both accounts. I want to hear a full and open debate on all these issues. Back to finance. Get off my soapbox. Why do the jobs numbers that keep coming out mean that interest rates are going to stay low for years, regardless of what the government and the talking heads are telling us? We heard the Federal Reserve say last week that they're going to end the buyback programs, the QE Infinity, quantitative easing that they've been doing, $85 billion a month that they've been printing and putting into the economy, that they're going to end that sometime in 2013. Some of the Fed presidents believe it should happen in the first half of the year. Some feel it should happen by the end of the year. And the markets took an increase, mortgage rates took an increase when they heard that. My question is why? Why does that mean more than it meant a few weeks earlier when the Fed actually gave us some legitimacy as to what they're thinking, some quantitative ideas as to what they're thinking? Here's the quantitative ideas that they've said. They said that they're going to keep on with an aggressive approach until unemployment rate reaches 6.5%. Right now we have a 7.8% unemployment. Again, I told you before the break that that was the fake unemployment. The real unemployment is 14.4%. What's the difference? The difference is people that have given up, people that dropped out of the workforce. So what we're going to see coming up, and I'm just going to tell you the crystal ball because I've been down this road before. Here's the crystal ball. I've seen this. We're going to see some really good, eventually we will see some really good jobs numbers. We will see that a big jobs number and unemployment will increase. Why will we have a good number and unemployment will increase? Well, some of that 14.4% are going to say, I'm going back to work. It's better to get a paycheck than welfare. Although our government's been trying to battle that too. They want to see people on welfare. 47%, 47 million Americans now collecting food stamps. But that's where we're really heading, folks. Those people are eventually going to say that I want the American dream. I don't want to just be going and getting what the government says I can have. I want to get ahead. I want to get that new house along the coast. I want to get that new house in the desert. I want the new house, and I want to move up. I want to go from a three-bedroom to a four-bedroom. Eventually, that's the American dream, and people are going to realize that all these different handout programs are meant to oppress. They are targeting people instead of helping people. It's the old story. Would you rather give a man a fish or teach him how to fish? If you teach him how to fish, he might get two. If you hand him a fish, he only gets what you give him. Is that what you want? Just think about that the next time you get the opportunity to make your voice heard in your local or state or national elections. Real-time real estate. Selling your home online. Is that really something that you want to be doing, is selling your home online? A lot of people now, I think the number is 87% of the people actually start out their home buying or selling online. And I'm here to tell you, that's crazy.
You're absolutely useless.
Selling online or buying online, you're getting, if you're happy with old information, if you're happy with not knowing if it's accurate information, online might be the right place to go. There are some very, very large websites that will tell you what your home is worth. And there's a real popular one, and I'm not going to say the name of it, but it does rhyme with the flowers, like a willow or something. I don't know. What's that name? If you read the fine print, they will tell you that they are accurate 70% of the time and within about 15 to 20% accuracy. What the heck does that mean? Do you really want to go there? And that's where you talk to somebody who's out there in the marketplace doing it. I will submit to you, and over time, I will try to prove to you that when you pay a real estate agent, and I am not a real estate agent, I have no skin in the game. When you pay a real estate agent, you're going to get more value for your home, buying or selling, than if you try and do it yourself. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to talk about the better way of buying and selling a house. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio, where we provide details on our seminar appearances and the open houses we'll be visiting. Come by and say hi. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you using retirement money to pay bills? If you are, you're burning your future. You could eliminate debt and save your retirement through bankruptcy. John Greifendorf, founder of Greifendorf Law Offices, can help you. Call today, 1-800-714-823-2010. That's 1-714-823-2010. Or find us on the web at BankoLaw. That's BankoLaw.com. We are a debt relief agency helping people file under the bankruptcy code.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? The worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you. How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel knowing that if a bank or credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it, and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and yet 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional that has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 888-900-3678. Again, that's 888-900-3678. Or visit his website at badcreditisachoice.com. Again, that website is badcreditisachoice.com.
Mark Rennaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. In the spirit of the holiday season, we want to offer you a 24-hour test drive absolutely free. Go to ConnellNissan.com for details. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years, and most recently was the number one NV commercial van dealer in the USA for October. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you, and to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
So we've been talking a little bit about real estate and where you're going to buy your real estate, where you're going to find... Why? First off, let's go to why real estate. See, a lot of people, you hear the talking heads talking about how real estate has... The valuations of real estate has gone down. So here's – let's look at some real numbers, and this comes out – I'm going to tell you exactly where I got these numbers so you can go and do the research on your own. MSN Money gave us part of the numbers, and Case Shiller gave us the other part of these numbers. The return on investment, if you were to put money into each of these four different categories between January 1st of 2000 – through January 1st of 2013, put money in the Dow, you would have increased your holdings by 18.3%. Put money in the S&P 500, 0.5%. The NASDAQ is down 24.9%. and real estate is the fourth category. Up 46.1% since January 1, 2000. Not too shabby. It's over double anything else. And yes, that does take into account the bubble that burst over 2007, 2008. Where are houses going? Well, projected percentage increases from the Home Price Expectation Survey just from last month. They're projecting an increase in housing of 3.1% this year, 3.6% next year, 3.2% in 2015. Even when you look at the Home Price Expectation Survey, they will break down their numbers and say, the bears in their group say this, the bulls in their group say that, and I just read you what the overall numbers are. But the people that are bearish, they expect the lowest increase, are even saying that housing is going up. And yet people, 87%, are still going out and saying that they want to buy real estate online. Can you believe that? It doesn't make sense to me. I don't understand how they can be doing that. So why would you want to? It's like a CPA saying, I can be a CPA with a half hour a day. It doesn't make sense. Okay, so now let's think about this a little further. Where would you go? Go to a professional. Not a licensed agent. It does not mean that they're a full-time professional in the industry. That's one of the big things that I'm really concerned about for many people. You go to your neighbor's sister's daughter's best friend's mother's uncle who sold one half of one house in 2012, and they're the person that you're going to take your advice from. No. No. You need to call somebody like, and as your consumer advocate, again, I told you before, I don't have a horse in this game. I am not a real estate agent. I know the people that are doing this business and doing it well, and that's where I want you to go and buy a house or sell a house. They do a lot of their work. If you're the buyer, you're not going to see that cost at all because it's paid by the seller. If you're the seller, the likelihood is you're going to get more money for your property by using a professional than if you tried to do it on your own. You see that even if as an employee, if you're an employee of a company, do you think they're hiring you because you're an expense? They hire you for a return on investment. So when you're hiring a real estate professional, you need to be looking for the same thing. You need to be looking for the return on investment. Get more money than if you would have done it yourself. That's the same thing your employer is doing. They're saying that if you work for me, I can make more money than doing it myself. Nothing's different. I will submit to you that all of us are business people. Even if you have an hourly job working for, and I'm just going to use McDonald's, I have nothing against McDonald's, but if you've got an hourly job working for McDonald's, you are a small business owner. The commodity that you have to sell is your time. And McDonald's is going to make more money because they've hired you. The return on investment of you. The real estate agent is the same thing. Now, that doesn't take into account the fact that you probably don't know that you have to sell your house three times. And a real estate agent, a good one, does know that they have to sell your house three times. Say, that's crazy. What do you mean three times, Ron? Well, you have to find the buyer, right? The buyer has to buy it. That's the first option. They're going to come up with a program, so the agent has to sell it to the seller, right? Very few people go in and say, I'll buy it for the exact price that you're asking for. If it's priced that well, you're going to get multiple offers. The agent can tell you that. The one that nobody thinks about, or very few people think about, the person that place that it has to sell that property to, especially now in Southern California. See, we had a problem in 2008 through 2011. The problem was is home prices were declining. So we had a problem getting appraisals to come in because of a declining market. Now it's the exact opposite. The markets are improving. So we've got the opposite problem. The appraisers are always going to be behind the curve. Not that they're bad. It's just that they're behind the curve. They have to use comps of what's already happened. By definition, that puts them behind the curve. So when they go out there to do a comp, the real estate professional, and if you're selling your property on your own, that would be you, need to be able to provide that appraiser with various pieces of information to support what you're doing. Now, the appraisers will say that they can't use any of the information that they get from a realtor, real estate agent. But they are humans. If they're handed a stack of documents that say house three doors down sold for X and house five streets away sold for Y, and it makes their life easier, do you think they're going to use the information? If it makes sense, they will. I mean, if the realtor is just trying to snow them, obviously, no, they're not going to do that. But if it does make sense, absolutely they're going to do that. And I'm a big believer that home ownership is still the American dream. There's a lot of people that say that it's not the American dream, that people are happy renting. I don't agree. When almost every survey is done, home ownership is still the American dream. Why? People look at it as a safe environment to raise their kids, a controlled environment. You're going to make a mortgage payment somewhere. The question is, are you making your mortgage payment or are you going to make it for somebody else? You want to know what schools your kids are going to go to. You don't want to have to worry about rent increases. A lot of different reasons that home ownership is right for you. Let's chat about it. If you're questioning that, call me. Let's just talk about it. We'll talk it through again. I have no horse in the game. I'm not a real estate agent. I don't make any money by selling a house. I'm happy to share what I know with you. And I hope you appreciate the information you're getting here on Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Don't forget, go to the Facebook page, Ron Siegel Radio. Be sure to join our community. Make Financial News and Talk your first preset button so you remember to come back and join us every morning, 8 to 9 a.m., where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thank you to all our sponsors. A very big thanks to John for making me sound good every day. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. If you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Financial News and Talk. Remember, if you aim for nothing, you will achieve it. Money Talk with Darren Villardo is on deck. Don't go away.